Hello and welcome to the ICIS Europe Fertilizer Update, where we discuss the latest market news with you. I'm Deepika Thapliyal, and with me today is Phosphates Editor Sylvia Traganida. She's going to tell us all about the main talking points in the phosphates market ahead of the IFA conference in Marrakech next week. Hello Sylvia and welcome. The IFA conference, which is the biggest event in the fertilizer calendar, is coming up next week, and the phosphates market, I'm sure, will be represented in droves. So what will be the main talking point in Marrakech then?
Thank you, Deepika. Indeed, it's the annual IFA conference next week in Marrakech, and it is the largest event in the fertilizer calendar, with more than 1,000 delegates expected to attend. The weather forecast for Morocco is hot, and there are some equally hot discussions expected during the conference. Recently, the phosphates market has slowly picked up, especially in India, following weeks of idleness, with a few DAP purchase tenders floating in the market. Buyers are getting ready for the season ahead, with demand emerging before the monsoon starts, and they're predictions of normal rainfall. So the Kharif season is expected to generate strong demand across the phosphates market, and the buyers want to be ready for it. Also, neighboring Pakistan has been active in the market, with Chinese and Saudi DAP cargoes being agreed already. Most buyers are expected to return to the market soon, following the announcement of next year's budget in June. West of Suez now, Latin America phosphate demand is also expected to stay healthy in the coming weeks. One big area of demand in the region is Brazil, where buyers are slowly starting to make MAP and SSP purchases for June onwards cargoes. MAP prices, as we have seen, have been under pressure lately, but there are expectations that they will rebound soon.
Okay, so then this conference, the IFA conference that's being held in Morocco, what's the latest news coming from OCP? Because aren't they like the biggest phosphates producer in Morocco?
Of course, you're right. OCP is one of the biggest producers in the world for phosphates, and they have announced ambitious plans for the next 3 years as they plan to increase their production capacity at the Jorf Lasfar project with 6 new plants from the current 3 million tons to more than 13 million tons annually, and become the largest supplier of phosphate rock, phosphoric acid, and DAP and MAP. A new plant was meant to come on stream at the Jorf Lasfar hub end of April, but there has not been any update on whether it has and on when the next plant will start production. Of course, that poses the question, where is all this extra product going to go? Because so far we haven't seen much demand coming out of India in the past few months. According to IFA, world fertilizer demand is seen as expanding moderately in 2017, following the prediction of an increase in global population. And at the moment, OCP is continuing its phosphates, phosphoric acid and phosphate rock deliveries, and the producer had previously agreed its Q2 contract prices for phosphoric acid deliveries to India at an increase at 590 CFR per ton, signaling its optimism on demand to come and phosphates prices globally. Of course, it's a bit early to be talking about Q3, but I'm sure they will keep the same optimism for the third quarter.
This is all very interesting, Sylvia. Thank you. But what about other producers? How are they expected to react to the market going ahead?
Well, Chinese producers we have seen recently been limiting DAP and MAP production at domestic plants as the government is cracking down on environmental pollution. Actually, it has been a good timing for this move as global demand has been subdued and phosphates prices have been mostly under pressure globally. It remains to be seen whether the Chinese producers will return aggressively to the export market now that their domestic season is finished. One other development that happened recently is that China has decided to cut the VAT for all types of fertilizers to 11% from 13%, which was previously effective from the 1st of July, which could have an effect on the market. On the other hand, the other big producing country, Saudi Arabia, SABIC said that they see demand from India, Pakistan, Africa and Southeast Asia emerging. The producer is comfortable for May so far and is expecting DAP prices to pick up in the future. Of course, Saudi Arabia is another region that the market will be focusing on in 2017. The Wad Al Shamal project is expected to be completed in the coming months, which will bring extra product to the market, at least 3 million tons of phosphates and phosphoric acid. Already there is talk that the product is going from this project to India, and it will free up Mosaic tons from the US that can go to other regions, as Mosaic is a partner in this Wad Al Shamal project. Also, already producers are feeling the burn, with some of the biggest suppliers posting a drop in profits in the first quarter, which is attributed to low phosphates prices globally. So all in all these factors and the extra capacity are definitely going to put pressure on global prices. It is indeed interesting times ahead, and we will be keeping an eye on them.
Great, thank you for explaining all that, Sylvia. Come and meet the ICIS team in Marrakech next week to get all the latest fertilizer news and pick up a complimentary trade flow map as well. For ICIS here in London, I'm Deepika Thapliyal.